third or fourth grade, you said?
Yeah, something like that. You know, nothing special. Just enough to know how to sign his name and say, whoa, you know.
Sure, right.
Like that town in Tennessee, you know, where they have all those walking horses. The sign at the red light says, whoa on red. No, wait. Yeah, G on red after whoa. That's what it says. In other words, turn right, you know, on red after stop.
Sure.
G on red after whoa. You know, that's about all he needed to know back then, you know. And my grandmother, she was born in 1903. And she was from, you know, the same area, the Calhoun County area over there. Actually, she was from, let me think of the name of the place. Well, she was from Old Town.
Old Town,
O-L-D, T-O-W-N, two different words, yeah. Which is between, well, anyway, never mind. It's between Bull Mountain and Reed, but that don't matter, you know what I'm talking about?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and the typical thing, you know, they get married and they have seven or eight youngins, you know, and one of them dies of pneumonia and the other gets bit by a squirrel, you know, this kind of thing, dies, and she makes homemade beer, and, you know, they farm, grow a few taters, a few maters, and, you know, have a cow and they milk, and, you know, it's just typical lifestyle.
But she's housewife?
Yeah, you know, just housewife. She was, she had a little bit of, well, had quite a bit of Indian in her, really. I know my dad tells the tale about, you know, when a little while after they got married, he had just warts all over his hands, warts. I don't know which, you know, they may call them somewhere else, warts, the compound W things, you know, wart, frog stuff. But anyway, so she was, like I said, I never knew her. She died in 51. And, but they always, you know, telling something about the grand, you know, what they did. And he always liked her a lot. She's always telling jokes, keeping everybody wittied up. And she said, Huff, that's what they call him, you know. His name is, but, you know, they called him Huff. She said, Huff, I'll get rid of them warts for you, boy. And he was like, you know, 18 or 19, but 19, I guess, you know, about the time they got married. And he said, well, all right, Miss Ludy. He said, anything you say. And she said, well, I just want you to, said, you just tell me that you believe that I can get rid of them warts. He said, I believe it. He said, I believe you can do anything you say you can do. And she said, all right, I'm going to get rid of them. So anyway, you know, they went back to their where they lived, and a couple of weeks they went back through the woods to see Mamaw and him, you know, and his warts were gone. You know, I say a couple of weeks, maybe at a month, but anyway, here's what she did, and I don't remember the exact recipe, but it had something like this, you know, some crazy thing like this. So many feet, like northeast of the well, this is all example and hypothesis, I mean, it ain't, you know, really what she did, but like, you know, 5 feet northeast of the well, you dig a hole so many inches deep. You put a certain kind of bean seeds in there, and a certain kind of sticks you lay a certain way across those bean sticks to form something, I don't know what. And then you cover it with a certain kind of leaf, and then that with a certain kind of dirt, and you put something on top of it, and you let it stay there so long. And that's what got rid of his warts.
This is the truth.
This is what got rid of his warts. Now, I mean, this is what, you know, she said, do you believe I can get rid of the warts? And he said, yeah, and that's what she did, and a few months later, a few weeks later, I mean, his warts were gone. So you know how that goes. I mean, you know, God darn. Yeah. But anyway, that's, you know, just regular old country folks. You know what I mean? They, you know, chicken and dumplings and, you know, chitlins and, you know, sow belly and hog joles, hog jowls, we called them back in.
You know, just Mamaw, what you called your grandmother?
Right, that's, you know, that was Mamaw and Papaw, you know, that was. And if you had, you know, like one on both sides, it was, you know, Papaw Neil or Mamaw Ludy and this kind of thing, you know. So.
What about your father's people? Where were they from?
They were from out there in the Thorn area, you know, Chickasaw County. They, my grandfather, all right, well, let me just say it this way. My great-grandfather was the best I can tell, he was an amazing man. There's a few people around that remember him. He and my great-grandmother, she was I believe a Cherokee, but anyway, they had like six or seven kids, and then she died of something, pneumonia, something like that, you know, after having one of the kids. And the oldest one, then great-granddaddy died when he was like 36 years old, you know, and the oldest child was a girl, I mean, I'm sorry, was a boy, and he was 13. The next one was a girl, she was 12. And they raised each other. And the old house that he built, piece by piece, ordering it from Sears and Roebuck, is still out there and still a beautiful house, and people still live in it. And he had a lot of land, you know, and he ran a little newspaper, you know, But anyway, they died, and the kids, you know, they'd have to sell this off to stay alive and this kind of stuff, you know, and before you know it, they all had nothing and were nobodies, and two was in California, one died in Virginia trying to save a woman from drowning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One joined the...